So we've got Iran's top nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, was killed in a Tehran ambush. The New York Times is indicating that Israel was more than likely behind it. And this is the article in the New York Times this morning, and it's entitled, As Iran Threatens Payback After Assassination, Germany Urges Restraint. So I'd argue here, folks, that the ending the Iran nuclear deal is largely the reason why Iran has 12 times more enriched uranium today than before, and more than likely, obviously, at any time in the country's history. There's a reason for that. And Donald Trump has made no effort whatsoever to try to negotiate with Iran in any aspect. He has made no effort, and obviously ending that Iran nuclear deal that Obama cut back in 2015 is really the reason why we are where we are today and why Israel more than likely went in and assassinated their top nuclear scientist. So you can see the cascading approach here. The assassination of the architect of this Iranian nuclear program is really the result of Trump's failed foreign policy. Everybody says a lot of times, you know, all you do is slam Trump, but it's the truth. This is the result of a failed foreign policy. And folks, assassination is no substitution for effective foreign policy. The tough guy approach, that's what Donald Trump espouses, right? He likes that tough guy approach. That's what all of his followers want to see from him. They just revel in it, that tough guy approach, you know, which is largely just a facade. It's a veneer. It's a paper veneer. The tough guy approach to foreign policy won't work in the long term, and it leads to an escalating cycle. You get things like this that happen when you've got a tough guy approach, and it just doesn't get better. It gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. So, and ask yourself this, you know, why would a country negotiate with a country that assassinates its people? I mean, how are you going to get people to the table when you've got a country that is assassinating, you know, its nuclear scientist? So the whole thing just keeps escalating, and it keeps escalating, and it just doesn't get any better. So in the New York Times today, they also had this little statement from Ayatollah Khamenei, who is Iran's supreme leader. He said on Saturday that Iranian officials must commit themselves to pursuing this crime and punishing its perpetrators and those who commanded it. And they promise that they will respond in due course. So now we're on the endless loop of an escalating cycle. Welcome to Trump foreign policy. So this is how it escalates. And you know, folks, I can't help but just bring this down to the bare facts of how we are as a society. So when you raise your kids, you teach them at an early age, they've all got to get along. And when they grow up, society expects those adults to get along. When they don't, the police get involved. You've got the court systems that get involved. People end up in prison when things don't work out. I mean, we've got guardrails in there to correct the way people behave. And the same common sense approach applies to the world. The countries in this world are all expected to get along and pursue common sense policy. It's simple. It's not meant to be complicated. It's inherently simple. The common sense approach applies to the world. We're all supposed to get along. But the problem is there's no constraints to a bad ruler in a country like there are in society. You don't have those constraints like you have in society. So you get things like assassination versus diplomacy. Ah, just kill him. You know, you get these hair trigger reactions. So under Donald Trump, diplomacy has been hollowed out. The fact that the morale is down in the diplomatic corps, he's been the worst influence on a lot of different departments, obviously, in the government, but the diplomacy has really suffered. It's been hollowed out. And let's face it, in the administration, the people that are around Donald Trump that are giving him advice, and I'm talking about people like H.R. McMaster, gone. General Mad Dog Mattis, as he was known, a hell of a nice guy and knew what the hell he was doing. He's long gone. You've got folks like General Kelly, who I didn't always agree with, but the man had a certain amount of common sense. He's gone. So all these guardrails that were put in place to hold Donald Trump back are gone, which really put a lot of fear into people's minds about what another 4 years, another term of the Trump presidency would bring. Thankfully, all we've got to worry about is what 53 days of this Trump presidency. My God, can things just kind of hold together? Which is why Germany is urging restraint in Iran's reaction. Because things can go awfully bad, awfully quick. You know how it, Israel involved, Iran, things can get nasty pretty darn quick. With only 53 days left until Biden takes over, we don't need it. And Joe Biden is looking to renegotiate that 2015 Iran nuclear accord, which actually did curtail Iran's nuclear activities in favor of less sanctions and the ability and incentive for Iran to somewhat start getting back into the world group of nations. We were starting to lay down the constraints of what's expected from Iran to enter the world economy. If you were a good player in the world economy and you get along with everybody, just like in society, folks, that's how your economy can prosper. And we laid down that groundwork in the 2015 Accord. And Joe Biden is looking to get back into it. And it's an equally good opportunity to look at the accord and look at what was good about it, look what was bad about it, and renegotiate it at this stage. So we can get something in there, a change for the better, if Iran can come back to the table. So the one thing that Donald Trump never really understood here, folks, was that good diplomacy actually reduces the hair trigger reactions that countries can have when things go wrong. So that tough guy approach that his followers really loved and endeared themselves to Donald Trump, that tough guy approach, when it comes to working with countries, that hair trigger of you do this and all of a sudden we're in a nuclear war or getting close to it, it doesn't happen when you've got diplomacy. Thanks for listening to the Rusted Culture Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and Pandora too.